Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Now recall from our meditation on the angels that there are three levels or hierarchies of angels and three groups within each hierarchy, making nine choirs of angels. In the top level, the seraphim, the cherubim, and the thrones. In the middle, the dominions, virtues, and powers. And the lowest level of angels, the principalities, the archangels, and the angels. Now today, on this feast, obviously we reflect on the archangels. And there are three things archangels do. They fight against the powers of evil to defend us. They announce the will of God to us, and they help and heal us. And this corresponds to the three angels whose names we know. Saint Michael, who cast Satan into hell. Saint Gabriel, who announced God's plan to Zechariah and Mary. And Saint Raphael, who brought healing to Sarah and Tobit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Archangel Gabriel makes God's will known to us. Gabriel appeared to Zechariah, telling him that God's plan was for he and his elderly wife Elizabeth to have a son and name him John. This son would go on to prepare Israel and the whole world for the Messiah. Zechariah, however, doesn't believe Gabriel because he has not spent time with God in silence. When God reveals his plan through Gabriel, Zechariah doesn't get it and he can't accept it. So what does Gabriel do? He gives him a 9-month time out. He strikes him not only unable to speak, but unable to hear for 9 months, because that's what Zechariah needs. He needs to learn to shut up and be silent so that he can hear God. Soon after, Gabriel comes to Mary in Nazareth to announce to her God's plan, that she too is to have a son and name him Jesus, and he will be the Son of God and save the whole world from sin and death. But unlike Zechariah, Mary believes Gabriel. Why? Because she has the habit of silent meditation on the Word of God. So, would you like to know God's plan for your life? Ask Gabriel to reveal it to you. But if your life is consumed with noise and distraction and screens, it's going to make it a lot harder to know the will of God. So you better remove those things and then replace it with time in silent meditation on the Word of God. Otherwise, Gabriel might have to silence you as well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The name Raphael means God heals. He's the special archangel of healing and consolation. We meet Raphael in the Old Testament book of Tobit, where Raphael takes on a temporary human appearance as Azarias to assist Tobit and his son Tobias. His intercession leads to the spiritual healing of Tobias' future wife, Sarah, from the demon Asmodeus. The hidden Raphael also directs Tobit to the ingredients necessary for the physical healing of Tobit from blindness. And after the fulfillment of his heavenly mission, Raphael reveals his true identity, saying, "I am Raphael, one of the seven holy angels who present the prayers of the saints and enter into the presence of the glory of the Holy One." As the Archangel of Healing, some speculate that Saint Raphael may also be the angel of the Lord referred to in the New Testament, who stirs up the waters at the healing pool of Bethesda. So are you or a loved one in need of spiritual, physical, mental, or emotional healing? Ask Raphael to help you, to guide you in seeking healing, and to strengthen you to endure cheerfully as you accept your suffering and unite them to the suffering of Jesus for the love of Him and to help Him save souls. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And Saint Michael is the archangel who defends us in the spiritual battle. As we shared with you before, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, we read, "And now war broke out in heaven when Michael with his angels attacked the dragon. The dragon fought back with his angels, but were defeated and driven out of heaven. The great dragon, the ancient serpent, known as the devil or Satan, who has deceived all the world, was hurled down to the earth, and his angels were hurled down with him." Now I shared with you the vision of Pope Leo XIII that led him to have the prayer to St. Michael said at the end of every Mass. And when this was discontinued in the late 60s, all hell broke loose. So on April 24th, 1994, following the Regina Caeli address, Pope St. John Paul II urged the faithful to once again recite the St. Michael prayer regularly. He said, "Although this prayer is no longer recited at the end of Mass, I ask everyone not to forget it and to recite it to obtain the help in the battle against the forces of darkness and against the spirit of this world." Saint Faustina experienced the help of Saint Michael directly. In her diary, she writes, "On the feast of Saint Michael the Archangel, I saw by my side that great leader who spoke these words to me. The Lord has ordered me to take special care of you. Know that you are hated by evil, but do not fear, for I am by your side. And then he disappeared. And though I can't see him, I feel his presence and experience his assistance. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We see the angels, or at least we know about them, through the life of Jesus. At Jesus' conception, his birth, and his resurrection, all were announced by angels. And when Jesus is in his agony in the garden the night before that, an angel comes to bring him comfort. And when Peter cuts off the ear of one of the men coming to arrest him, Jesus, the Lord, says, "Don't you know, if I asked my Father, he would send an army of angels to defend me?" So Jesus, like the saints, lived in constant relationship with the angels. But do we, or do we forget about them? As our resolution, let's make the choice, let's make the resolution to develop a friendship with the archangels, with our guardian angel. And the best way to do that is just remind yourself of their presence. Speak to them, ask for their help in specific situations, and constantly thank them for watching over you. I think the more we show our appreciation and gratitude for our angels, the more we'll experience their assistance. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, since this is the Feast of the Archangels, this is my name day.
You're right. That is fantastic.
So, did you get me anything for my name day?
I got you the greatest companion and guardian anyone could ever ask for.
Really?
Yeah, his name's Saint Michael, and he's going to be with you all the time.
Maybe the real gift you could give me would be to remind me, hold me accountable to a relationship with him. That's what I really need.
It is sad to me, reading War and Peace. They celebrate name days the way that we celebrate birthdays. So everyone who's named after a certain saint gets together and they hold a huge soiree.
That's actually a great idea.
I think it's really fun. Think of how many Michaels you might know.
Well, in Russia, with War and Peace, that meant half the country half get the together country. For St. Mm-hmm. Nicholas Day.
maybe all of the Ivans and all of the... At some point, I knew where the name Ivan came from. We have an equivalent to it in English, but I can't remember what it is.
So what do you think about this meditation? What surprised you about these three archangels, or maybe anything in this meditation?
I ended up being quite distracted by the thought of a friend of mine whose confirmation saint is Raphael, and he really likes Raphael because he thought when he was in middle school getting confirmed, he thought it was really silly that he healed some guy with fish guts.
That's true. That is true.
So I always think of Trevor when I think of Raphael.
I think of Gabriel. Because one of my favorite places in the world is to go to Nazareth, to the church built over Mary's home, where the angel Gabriel appeared to her. And you can go right down in front of this spot, kneel down. And there's a little plaque there that says, "And the Word was made flesh," right here.
This is where the spot
where God entered the world.
The eternal moment.
Yes. And it was announced by Gabriel. And can you imagine God tapping Gabriel on the shoulder? I mean, he doesn't have a shoulder. He's a pure spirit. And saying, the most important moment in the history of the world, I'm sending you.
Mm-hmm.
So get it right. And I love, there's this great homily by St. Bernard of Clairvaux.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving a homily on the Annunciation. Because once Gabriel gives the announcement, but it's an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Mary, God is hoping that you will be the one who will bring the Redeemer into the world. And then there's a silence. The pause between his announcement and her answer. And Bernard imagines himself being a fly on the wall, and he's like, say it, please. Because all of salvation hangs right there. And then she says, "Be it done to me according to your word." And from that moment on, nothing can stop the Redeemer.
Wow. That's a beautiful image.
It is. I mean, everything we hope in hangs in the balance right there. If she wouldn't have said yes.
It's a good reminder to cooperate with the angels.
It's a good reminder to cooperate with the angels. So do something today to remind you of the angels. And then talk with them. And do your best to cooperate with them. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.